Seven of the eight Democrats running for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin mentioned the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on abortion yesterday, as the candidates tried to spell out their differences in a crowded primary. The contenders spoke at the State Democratic Party convention. Chuck Hornbach reports.
State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski is the only woman running in the Democratic Senate primary, which will produce a winner August 9th to take on incumbent Republican Senator Ron Johnson this November. Johnson supports last Friday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling overturning abortion rights protections set by the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. Godlewski says in the last 49 years, the Senate should have codified or locked Roe into the legal code.
And quite frankly, if we had more Democratic women at that U.S. Senate table, we would have gotten this done a long time ago.
Milwaukee Bucks executive Alex Lazary thanked his wife, Lauren,
who's the chief of staff at Planned Parenthood Wisconsin, and all of her colleagues for their tireless work on the front lines. They're doing their part, and it's time that we do ours.
Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson says he's the only one running for the Senate with a plan to make a major change in the Supreme Court.
And after Friday's abomination of a decision sending women back to the dark ages, I'm proud to be the only candidate who has said we need to expand the Supreme Court.
Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes linked last Friday's decision to other challenges the U.S. faces.
As I look around, I see times getting harder for folks. We just saw Roe versus Wade overturned. It's turning back 50 years of precedent. Voting rights are being stripped away all across this country, state by state.
Barnes leads Lazary by a small margin in the latest Marquette University poll on the Senate race, with Godlewski and Nelson more than 10 percentage points back. The other four Democrats running for Senate are polling at 1% or less. Milwaukee attorney Peter Pekarsky says five of the Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade were appointed by presidents whose victories, he says, were outside the margin of error of exit polls. George W. Bush was one of the presidents, and Pekarsky handed out a graph showing Donald Trump as the other.
It shows Trump with 44.3% of the vote in the unadjusted exit poll and 47.2% when the computers finish counting.
Businessperson and Senate candidate Stephen Olakara says getting big money out of politics is a way to get presidents and members of Congress back to serving the public.
It is the issue at play when you see politicians' profits on dehumanizing women.
Darrell Williams, on leave from being administrator of the State Office of Emergency Management, called for more people to vote for candidates that support abortion rights.
I have a daughter, I have a wife, I have a mother, and I believe in the woman's right to choose.
The eighth Democrat running for Senate, business owner Koo Lee, did not mention abortion yesterday, but the native of Laos says he worries the U.S. is losing some civil liberties and freedom. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.